base trees, bass trees, I believe, ironwood. I think he has some ironwood trees around here. Poplar.
Yeah.
Cypress. Keep home for the next hour if you don't watch out. Mimosa trees! Mimosa trees!
Yeah.
Try again.
One of those trees that you get those catawba ones.
Call them catawba trees.
Oh, what?
Catawba.
Is that what they're called?
Catawba trees, yeah. Do you know they're male and female catawba trees? And they won't take, they won't eat, that's why sometimes you don't get them on your tree. Because if you have, I think if you have a male tree, they won't eat the leaves off of it. But they'll eat the leaves off a female tree.
Weird.
You even put them right on a male tree and they'll just go right back off and go to female trees.
You familiar with any kind of bush that has these red berries on it? I think old timers used to use them for tanning leather. Kind of bush.
No idea.
You ever heard of a shoemaker or a sumac?
A sumac, yeah. Sumac.
Sumac.
Sumac, yeah.
They grow around here?
I think so, yeah. Sassafras.
And this stuff, but if you get into it, it'll just make your skin break out and itch like crazy.
Poison ivy, poison oak.
They're different.
Yeah, I think poison oak lives on trees. I think poison ivy's more ground thing.
Okay. You mentioned strawberries a minute ago. What about some other varieties of berries?
Raspberries. Blueberries, blackberries, probably gooseberries, well, I know.
Oh, another kind of plant. It's really kind of a tall bush with clusters of pink and white flowers. Or anything like that? Bloom late in the spring.
Camellias?
What about rhododendron?
I know. You've got them around here, and I wouldn't even know what they are.
What do you call
them? Rhododendron? Now, you may have them, but I never saw them. I wouldn't know if I put one out to
you. Any type of laurel that you know about?
Laurel? Now, that would be like what?
Some people say that rhododendron and laurel are the same.
I don't know. You probably laurel trees, me. You got Japanese cherry trees here, too.
Okay. Some questions about family relationships. If you and Kathy were together somewhere and somebody asked Kathy who you were, she'd say that's my
husband.
Any other terms mean that, right?
Spouse.
Okay. What about old man?
Old man.
Okay.
Idiot. Village idiot.
And if on the other hand somebody asked you who she was, you'd say that's my
wife. Old lady.
A woman whose husband has died, she's a
widow.
What about if the husband hasn't died, he's just taken off?
Separated.
Okay, are you anything you would call her in particular?
Abandoned.
Okay, you're saying one who's died, she's a widow, one who's left, she's a
divorcee, I guess.
Well, yeah, they're not divorced.
Separated?
You ever heard of a grass widow?
Huh?
A grass widow.
Not offhand, no.
Okay.
Hey, look, now boy, you gotta start telling me when this fire goes on.
I can't see through.
Well, you don't look. You just sit there like an idiot.
When you were real little, who was usually the person that beat hell out of you when you needed it?
Most everybody. That's who turns doing it.
Talking about your family.
Well, actually, I think my father did a little bit. But it didn't work very well, as you can tell.
What other names do you call your father?
Dad.